Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 2nd, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 3:30, Kayla Rombalski is going to join us, community development educator with UW Extension. Right now in studio, our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhager, is with us right now. Beth, always good to see you.
You as well, James. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Right away, want to get to a couple of, let the audience know we're going to talk about a couple of things today. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to getting into with you. But Beth, I was on your website. I was actually on there with my dad, I want to say the other day, and I noticed, and I don't know if this is new or I just didn't notice it before, but you have the Moravian motto there.
Yes, and it's always been there.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I figured it was one of those things that I'd probably seen and just had forgotten or what have
right.
you. But I thought a nice way to start our show would be to let the audience know, especially those that don't know, the Moravian motto.
It's an essentials unity and non-essentials liberty and all things love.
And I think that that's a great idea to keep in the back of your mind in general, mm-hmm. but especially when we're talking about the Moravian Church,
right.
we're talking about different things going on over
right.
there.
And true confessions, this was not originated in the Moravian Church, but it is a motto that we, since our inception, have really clung to and try to live out as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And I think it sets the tone. Mm-hmm. For what we're going to talk about today and we're going to get into. And the Grace Ministerial Group.
Yes.
Got it right that time.
Yes, you did.
It took me some practice. I want to start there, if you don't mind, Beth.
Okay. Well, GRACE stands for the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. And so ecumenism is a great church word, and it basically means churches that are willing to work together. Mm-hmm. So this is a group of churches of different denominations, different backgrounds, at this point all Christian, looking to help work together to better the communities. Mm-hmm. So we started, we're very much early in our inception. It's kind of a transition from what used to be known as Cranberry Clergy, which was just mm-hmm. a ministerial group that would gather monthly to do some education and to support one another. Mm-hmm. We really felt that it was time to start to band together to help the community in a mm-hmm. greater way. And mm-hmm. so last year we took on the event of trying to help support specifically the Nacusa school system, mm-hmm. And again, this will be rotating, in helping to pay down the food service debt of mm-hmm. the students, specifically the seniors, because if they carry any food service debt, they're not able to walk at graduation.
Yeah.
So through doing a walk that we sponsored in the spring, and then through a church who did their own fundraising with it, we were able to raise $2,500, which not only covered all of the seniors, but even started to drop down into the juniors.
That's so cool.
So we were able to let the graduates walk. This year, we'd like to start doing the same thing, to mm-hmm. start raising funds to be able to help with the food service debt here in the Wisconsin Rapids school system so mm-hmm. that all of the seniors can walk with their class this year mm-hmm. as well. So we're going to start that as a part of a community worship service that mm-hmm. we want to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So this started a couple of years ago, was not well publicized, so we're hoping maybe this year there'll be better publicity and we'll get more people.
Yeah.
But several denominations, Lutheran, United Methodist, Moravian, and other denominations are coming together for community Thanksgiving service. Mm. And instead of trying to do it on Thanksgiving Eve, because we've got the Rekindle the Spirit parade here in mm-hmm. town, we're doing it the Sunday evening before mm. Thanksgiving.
Nice.
So November 19th from 6 to 7 at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church.
Okay.
We're inviting anybody from within the whole area to come together for, it's a worship service to basically thank God for the blessings that we have. Mm-hmm. To be grateful for what we do have, realizing there's others that don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, we are taking an offering, and all of the funds that will be raised through that offering will go towards this food service debt payment.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, and I believe it wouldn't be turned down if you brought in non-perishable food items, those will go towards FOCUS mm-hmm. to help our food pantries stay stocked. So this is some tangible ways that we mm-hmm. are coming together to show that it doesn't matter what our backgrounds are, that we are all one and that we can all help to better our community.
You know, if you don't mind, Beth, I want to kind of pause this for a second and get into the clergy, if you don't mm-hmm. mind. For those that don't know, Beth comes from this background. Your father was a preacher, correct?
My whole life, yes.
Yeah. So you know this in this life, this forgive me for lack of a better term, industry, if you will. And you understand now. You understand it better than I do. And I'm curious: is this something that has been out of society? I've been out of community. communities, churches working together, or it's something that happens often, happens other times and as well in history. You know, churches in a community working together.
As long as I've remembered, it's been a part of who we are. Mm-hmm. And every community that I've been a part of has had some type of a ministerial association or group of clergy that would band together to do things for the community.
Because when I looked into this a little bit, I was so like wonderfully surprised that this seems to be something that has existed for a long mm-hmm. time. I, as somebody from the outside looking in, wouldn't have thought that. Would have thought that certainly there isn't, it's not like gang warfare, like right. You know, this church and this church, you can't walk on that side wearing colors or anything like that. But I mean, I didn't know that there was such a community effort to work together and look out for each other. And we understand how much better we are when we work together. Mm-hmm. We've seen this with our nonprofits.
Right.
Them working together more and more in the last 10 years has only benefited our community. Mm-hmm. And we see that in other communities. So to see something like this, a young organization coming together, you and your fellow colleagues working together for the betterment of our community.
Right.
I mean, that's the good story of the day for the next couple of days. I mean, that's a really beautiful thing. I don't want to skate past that too right. far. And we want to support that organization, that group as much as we can. When different events come up, please let us know. I believe you have a connection here. You have a couple connections here, let's be honest.
Do I? Oh, yeah. Wait a second.
Yeah. So, we look forward to us talking more and more about these kind of events.
And we actually have one that hasn't been publicized yet that I was going to bring today with what's going on in our world specifically and what's going on in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. A group for anybody in the community that wants to come together, we're going to have a prayer vigil at Veterans Park on Veterans Day, so November 11th. At 11 a.m. At Veterans Park, anybody and everyone is welcome. And all we're going to do is pray. We're going to pray for peace, specifically in the Middle East and then throughout our world and in our community, because we see so much hatred and violence going on. Mm-hmm. And we know that that's not what God wants. God's heart is for us to get along and for us to be at peace. And so this is an opportunity to lift up that value to our God. Regardless of what our faith backgrounds are, this is just a chance to come to the one who created all things and ask for that being, that who I believe is God, to help make that happen.
When I was young and first starting as a writer, I wrote a line, I'll never apologize for who I am and will be. The same God that made you created me.
Amen.
That's something that's always stuck with me, and I'm hearing this, and I'm hearing these organizations coming together and everything. It just speaks to me that that's the essence so much of so not just this and this organization, but so much of life is understanding that. I think about a lot of those things when you and I get together. Oftentimes when we talk, and I appreciate that from you and in the organization, and certainly from the church. With this event, what are the dates of it again? How can we get involved? How can we help? So we know more.
The prayer vigil will be, again, as I said, be
the prayer vigil and then this.
So November 11th at 11 a.m. So we try to make it easy. 11. Anybody gather at Veterans Park. That's the, right by Jennings and downtown Wisconsin Rapids. And it won't be very long, but it'll be an opportunity to just to gather together for prayer. And then our community Thanksgiving service will be at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church on Sunday, November 19th from 6 to about 7 o'clock p.m. And then following, there will be a reception. I'm understanding it will probably be pie.
Ooh.
So if, Seth, if you're listening,
there
will be pie.
Yeah, so Seth will be there.
Seth will be there with me, yes.
It's a really nice event. It's a really good idea. We're looking forward to talking more and more about that and getting people to know about it as we go forward.
And then as we get into the more holiday, the Christmas season, we will once again be offering the Blue Christmas service. That's the Wednesday before Christmas, so December 20th at 6 p.m., and that will be at the Moravian Church. Again, it's an opportunity specifically for those who are struggling with grief during the holiday season, those who have maybe recently lost someone, or even if you've lost someone further in the past, we encourage you to come and bring a picture. If you're struggling with any challenge, mentally, physically, financially, if there's something that is making the holiday season not as joyful as you would like, it is an opportunity to recognize that just because this is supposed to be, quote unquote, the happiest time of the year, It not always is. And so to recognize that even in the joy, there is challenge, we encourage you to come join us for that as well.
My first handful of Christmases, if not almost all of them, had a horrible trauma attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Something I saw death, or I experienced it, or et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't realize that, older me had this grumpiness towards Christmas because of this stuff, and I hadn't really dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about going to that before. And it's not, I understand, the same exact kind of thing, but it sort of is. And I appreciate the service, the spirit of this, the mm-hmm. idea of this and everything. And I think there's people out there, you hear something like that and you think of maybe losing a close relative in the last year or two. That's not, this could be from 20 years ago, it could be 30 years ago. I mean, trauma doesn't have a timeline. It doesn't have a blueprint.
Grief is not something that is once and over. Grief is going to be a companion for the rest of your life. And I lost my mom 15 years ago and my sister 12 years ago. I love going to this service because it allows me to claim that bittersweet, that I miss having them with me. And that will always be something missing during the holidays for me now. But being able to recognize I can still, in my grief, celebrate what the holiday season means.
Well, and I didn't want to put you on the spot, so I appreciate you sharing that,
mm-hmm.
Because I think that it does help for people, especially when it comes to grief, talking to somebody that knows what they're talking about, that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm thankful to you for that, and for this service because of that, and in part for you as well, not
mm-hmm.
just our community, but for you even,
right.
as somebody who cares about you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good
Thank
to see.
You.
I also think that it reminds me, too, whether it is this or the vigil you're speaking of where that is coming up, that it sometimes you feel so like you deal with such big situations. It's the Middle East or it's
mm-hmm.
grief or any of these things, and you feel like you're the only person going through it. And so often it can be so helpful to just know that there's somebody else feeling what you're feeling or going through something similar. Even if you don't share a word together, just a glance.
Right.
And knowing that look in their eyes is very similar to the one that I see when I look in the mirror. And knowing I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
That goes so far in life.
Well, I believe that we were created to be relational people. So we were meant to be with one another and support one another. And we're living in a society that is finding ways to isolate us more and more and more. And we think that the devices that we have, our cell phones and things like that, are bringing us closer together. And really, they're giving us an excuse not to have to be with anybody else. And so offering more and more opportunities for us to be able to gather together, to look at what we have in common, rather than focusing on what divides us,
mm-hmm.
allows us to start to develop those relationships again.
Yeah. Certainly have all these events that we've just touched on. We'll be talking about them more as we get closer
mm-hmm.
to them, and certainly be bringing you back, especially come Christmas, to talk more about the Blue Christmas.
Great.
And that. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to get to the Winter Farmers Market.
Yes.
and talk about that a little bit with you, because this is it's not only a fun, great event, and it's a great way to support our community, but I think that the way that you guys have logistically worked this out, I want to start there. I think this
okay.
is so cool. I don't remember if this has been always the case. I don't seem to remember where the summer farmers market wraps up, and we have no turn-off time. Like, it goes right from that to the winter farmers market.
I think this is the first year that that's happened.
Okay, I think that's really cool. And not logistically easy to pull off, always.
No. it happened that the last date that the outdoor farmers market was going to happen was right around the same time, and it was the same weekend that we were having our book sale at the Moravian Church. And so the first weekend that we could possibly offer our winter farmers market was literally the weekend after it finished outside. So it just happened by, I call it a godsidence.
I love that. Love that word.
Well, my favorite definition of coincidence is God working a miracle but wishing to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
It just happened to be that,
nice.
That we were able to start our indoor farmers market the Saturday after the outdoors one finished.
When it comes to the winter farmers market, how does it differ from the summer market?
Well, it's all indoors.
There you
so
go.
So there's a huge
it's a
difference
nice advantage.
There.
Nice advantage. Nice.
So all of the the vendors are kind of more tightly together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk into the room and you can already start to see who all's there, and it becomes easier to kind of find what you're looking for. There's just, it's more intimate.
Yeah.
Because everything is all in a smaller space and mm-hmm. not out in the open, we do have food vendors. We're going to have the tamales coming this week.
Nice.
So if you're looking for those, we've got some great food. We have apples that are being sold. Mm-hmm. With apple cider, we've got Scentsy. We've got all sorts of different offerings that are down there. The fry pies are back. So
nice.
If you like the Amish fry pies, mm-hmm. come check us out. And even if it's just to come say hello to your neighbor, it's a great social event to just browse, see what's there. Maybe you find something, maybe you don't, but at least you get to spend some time with your neighbors and see who's in the community.
Yeah, we know what's coming as it gets colder out there. It's only going to get harder and harder to get out and get doing mm-hmm. things. And we live in shacks. We mm-hmm. go from one shack to the next. It's just different names. We go from our house to our job or whatever, but it's just shack to shack. We're just trying not to be outdoors as little as possible. Having an event like this, I think you hit on a really good note there. Yes, come on down. Purchase some of these things, buy local, mm-hmm. support local. Mm-hmm. You're helping our ag industry. But even if you come down, you have a cup of coffee, you're just coming down to say hi to some people. I think that's a great idea, too. It's just a nice atmosphere.
Yes, absolutely.
I am always curious because there's so much room you guys got down there and everything. About how many vendors do you think you can fit?
We have space for about 25.
Okay.
And
nice.
We've been getting probably 8 to 12 or so. Mm-hmm. So there's still space. If you're a vendor out there and you're looking for a place to possibly come and just explore. We have weekly rates, we've got monthly rates, we've got seasonal rates. So you can come for half of the season, you can come for the whole season, you can come for 1 week, check it out. If it works for you, then buy for the month. If that doesn't, you know, if that works well, then keep on coming back. We'd be glad to have you.
And when it comes to vendors out there, mm-hmm. People that are interested, you say you have some space. So we encourage them to reach out to you guys, too.
Absolutely. We do have a dedicated phone line for that. So you're going to want to call 715-697-9762. And you can speak with our coordinator, Mike Barnes. He'd be glad to give you information. We do have a contract for you to sign that kind of goes over what the expectations are for you as the vendor, what we're willing to offer. And it also gives you our whole cost mm-hmm. for what that is. And we are very comparatively cost to any other winter's farmers market that you're going to find in the area.
It's a really nice point, one we don't get to touch on very often. I'm glad that came up. And I, of course, you know, I hope you know by this point, Beth, whether it is as a friend, a colleague on stage or here in the studio, I respect you and appreciate you. And I don't want to waste your time. But I did do all of this just so I could talk about baked goods at the church.
Oh, okay. All right.
This whole conversation has been leading up to. No. Will there be baked goods at the farmer's market?
Not by our congregation, mm-hmm. but we do have a baker that comes every week. E2, I believe, is her name. And she has cookies, she has sweets, she has all sorts of things. So there are baked goods that are being sold there, as well as spices and other things that you can find, salsa. Great stuff.
Telling you, of course, the homemade stuff is always amazing, but you can buy a box of cookies at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. If you open them in a church, they just taste better. They just do. There's something about it. So that's really cool. That's nice. An added part of this, too. That brings us a little bit back to the book sale that mm-hmm. happened recently, mm-hmm. Which was a success, did very well, and
yes.
I'm very happy to hear about that, and a shout-out to the community supporting that.
Yes, thank you for all your help.
Beth, the Winter's Farmers Market, how long is it going to be going for?
We're going to take, I believe, Thanksgiving weekend and Christmas weekend off. But other than that, we started October 31st, and we're going to go through the end of May.
So keep that in mind, everybody. Mm-hmm. If you are planning on hitting the farmer's market, do so outside of those weekends. Mm-hmm. Those weekends are going to be a little bit, you know, they're off doing it with their families and stuff, so that's nice. But come right back the next weekend.
Yep.
And this is one of those things, too. Say you've already been to the winter farmer's market. I've already been there. Well, it changes. I mean, every week is a different, there's no reruns here.
Well, and part of it is there are other vendor shows that are around, and so sometimes our vendors would rather, maybe establish at those shows. And mm-hmm. so they spend that week there. So you don't know which vendors are going to be able to come and which ones aren't. So that's why we encourage you. It's not going to be a repeat. It's always going to be a different variety every week. There are some that will be there every week consistently and others that are only going to show up now and then. So you never know. You need to come check it out.
And things, life is ever changing, of course. Mm-hmm. So I think a great way to keep up on things at the Farmers Market, you guys have a Facebook page?
We do, the Wisconsin Rapids Winters Farmers Market. You can find us on Facebook. We do have tabs on our website at the church. So if you go to wrmoravian.org, in the top right, you're going to click the tab, and you'll, I believe it's under more. You look for Winter's Farmers Market, and they'll be there, including the updated times of the Winter's Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. After we published our press release, we had some changes that have happened. So we'll be running from 9 a.m. only to 1 p.m., okay. not till 2. Mm. So we're going to close at 1 now rather than 2 o'clock. So if you're going to come, you need to come from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday mornings.
And it's going to be every Saturday up until spring?
Yeah,
outside of those 2 weekends that we touched on before.
Correct.
And so you've got a lot of time to take this in. But again, every weekend you want to go down if you can, because it's going to be different every weekend.
Right. And we do have inclement weather policies so that we will get information out. And if we were to happen to have a funeral that we would need to deal with, there's also a closing policy for that. So check out our Facebook page. That's the best way to have the most up-to-date, accurate information.
And Beth, if you don't mind, I wanted to wrap up just talking about your services and how people can take those in. Certainly, we encourage people to come to the church
on
Sundays and this beautiful church. If you have never been there before, God, it's beautiful. And it's one of the best buildings we have in this town. Going there, checking that out, even alone is wonderful, let alone the words and the services that Beth gives. As I mentioned before, this isn't my wheelhouse, but I can't help but be moved by your words. When you speak, I can hear somebody else saying the same things, and it doesn't hit me with the way you do it. It's just different. And my father feels the same exact way, and he's so thankful, especially while he's been going through this hip recovery, and he can't get to your services in person. He's able to take them in online. Can we tell people how they can do that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, if you would like to come in person, we're at 310 First Avenue South. You can tell our church because it has a giant brick cross tower in front
can't
of it.
Can't miss it. You really can't miss it.
It's right on the river.
Which one's the church?
So we're right beside the old Tribune building, too. So that's kind of another landmark that you can have. Yeah. Our worship service starts at 10:15, so that's when our prelude will start. We also Zoom. So there is a link on our website, wrmoravian.org. You can click on the link and come in on our Zoom. If you do that, you'll be a part of our prayer time prior to the service. So because of privacy issues, we try not to put that out on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you would rather just join us for the worship service itself, usually about 5 to 10 minutes is our pre-service. Yeah, yeah, so our prayer time sharing. So the service will probably start on our YouTube channel around 10:20, 10:22, 10:25-ish. So if you get on at 10:15, just be patient. We are coming. I promise you we are coming. But you can go to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church YouTube channel, and we live stream, and then it stays on there. So that if there's a service that you're kind of curious about, like last week we had our All Saints service, so you can go back to our channel and find October 29th and see what we did for All Saints.
Again, go to your search bar on YouTube, type in there Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, subscribe to their page, keep up to date on the great things that they're doing over there. Beth, as we're wrapping up here, can we one more time tell people the date, the details of the Grace Ministerial group?
Yes. So the community worship service is on Sunday, November 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church. And then our Blue Christmas service will be on December 20th at 6 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Any church is welcome to be a part of the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. If you have any questions, please feel free to just contact me. You can find my information on our website.
And again, that website is wrmoravian.org, wrmoravian.org. And be sure to follow the Winter Farmers Market on their Facebook page. Keep up to date on those things. Winter Farmers Market going on at the Moravian Church every Saturday from 9 to 1, except for the weekends, the holiday weekends of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, any Saturday, head on over there, everybody. Beth, always good talking with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me in.
We'll come back with more Midday Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.